All right, as I teased going into break, we have Ryan Bollinger, the new wrestling coach for the Windsor Owls, and it is our pleasure to bring him on to the Sports Talk program. And what a great honor, I guess you can want to call it, if you want to call it an honor, coach, to be able to, you know, obviously your body of work, the people at Windsor liked it, and they said, hey, how about being the head coach? And here you are. It's pretty neat, huh?
It is pretty neat. I look forward to the opportunity.
Now, let's get a little background on you. Before we started this interview, you told me you actually wrestled at Windsor, so that's kind of neat that you wrestle there, and now you come back, and you're an assistant for a few years, and now you're the head coach.
Yes, it's awesome. I wrestled for Coach Stoffe many years ago. Back in 03, I graduated, and he's the only only wrestling coach in program history, so to take over from him is... I hope I can follow in his footsteps. So.
I was going to say, when you finally got the job, where you're like, oh boy, here we go.
Yeah, see, he's going to be a hard one to follow. You know, all the stats go to him, so he's going to be tough to follow.
Did you have any college wrestling experience?
I did not. I actually entered the military. I went in the Air Force about a year and a half after high school, and went that route instead of playing college sports. So,
now, are you still an active member, or are you...
No, I am completely out at this moment. I spent about 5 years in, and decided to call it quits and move back here. So,
okay, and so when it came to getting this job, I think I know that when it comes to being a head coach of something, I think that has to be approved by maybe the school board. How can you kind of take us through the process of how you went from being not only the assistant but now the head coach for Windsor Wrestling?
Yep, the way it worked was they posted the job after Coach Stoffe officially called it quits, and posted the job. I submitted my resume and got an interview, went through the interview process with the athletic director, Tom Ludwig, and he called me back and offered me the job.
What did it take, about week, 2 weeks?
Well, after it was, we interviewed one day, and I got the call the next day.
So, okay, well, that's...
So it was even faster than I expected it to. So
yeah, I was going to say, you don't have to wait around and wonder whether or not you're going to get the job or not.
Definitely. I expected it to take a couple weeks, but it called me back right away, so I'm looking forward to it.
Now I'm sure, well, no, I'm not sure. I'm never sure about these things. I always think I am. But I'm guessing Coach Stoffe sort of had maybe a letter of recommendation or words of recommendation. Maybe he spoke to Ludwig on your behalf about getting the job. Did he share any of that with you?
He did, for both assistants. Actually, we had two assistants, me and Tom Ford. We both submitted for it, and he gave words of wisdom to both of us and went from there.
I think it was, 26 years he was the head coach at Windsor?
Something like that. I believe 23, 24.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yep.
That's a long time to be coaching.
It is, and he coached many years before that. That's when he finally got the program started there at Windsor. So.
Right, and when did you say you started? You were wrestling for them?
I graduated in 03, 2003.
Okay. You recall a lot of your teammates from that time?
I do. How many you want?
I want to see how many you can name.
Well, you got Dan Stoffe, Coach Stoffe's oldest son.
Okay.
Wrestled with him. Sam McDonald, you might probably got interviews with him back in the day. Track, football, wrestling. Hey, let's go back. Corey Limry, he's a multiple-time state medalist. He was with us. Man, you're putting me on the spot here. So
I know. you got
Joe Brewer was there. Who else we got? Man, you are putting me on the spot.
You're going to get a call from all four. You're going to get a call from all the guys that you didn't mention. They're going to be like, what happened?
They're going to look me up and get on me. So we might want to end this right now.
No. I think you'll be okay. That's pretty neat. This year, Windsor had a guy, Ryan Yarnell, that won a state championship. Last year, Jacob Warren won a state championship. Two guys that really kind of set the tone for maybe what future Windsor wrestling can be. And we have discovered that not only is Windsor really good in this area, but you got Seckman, Northwest, Hillsborough puts guys at the state championships. DeSoto has some good guys as well. Festus. I mean, really wrestling kind of stands out in Jefferson County. But those two guys in particular, what was it like to be by Coach Stoffe's side and see what those guys were doing on the mat?
Those two were something to watch. Hard work in the room every single day. Hardly ever had to get on them to pick it up any. As soon as they got in the room, it was all business, got to work. And then all the summer work that they put in, they were constantly going at it.
And the reward, of course, is a state championship. And because of your background in Windsor, it's not only a proud moment for the kids or their parents or even Coach Stofi, but the assistants have a lot of, you know, they put a lot of work in with the kids as well. So how rewarding was it for you as well as an assistant to see what Jacob and Ryan were able to do?
Very rewarding. I work with those guys every day, just like Coach Stofi did. I was in the room every day. And to watch them grow, I was with them from sophomore year on. So to watch them grow from there was amazing.
Now, you're a pretty big guy. What would you say, about 6'3", 250?
6'5", about 295, actually.
So I undersold you.
A little bigger, I'm over the heavyweight limit, so.
No, you look pretty fit to me. And you got to be, as a wrestler, you got to be very fit. Obviously, there's a 285-pound weight class, which those guys, I mean, yes, they are fit. They're fit in a different kind of way.
Yes.
Do you have any 285ers for this for your first year?
Currently, we do not. That's one thing we are lacking, and I'm looking forward to trying to fix that. We don't have any real big guys in the school as a whole. So to track those guys down and get them to commit to wrestling, because wrestling's not easy.
So, no.
Yeah.
Not by any means. I mean, you see it. I mean, I know MMA and all that stuff is not the same, but there are videos of, you know, wrestling at the state levels, and I mean, you got guys going head to head, and then you know, arms are locked in,
yes,
and it's twisting bodies, and you know, pinning guys, which can't be easy, taking out their legs, you know, wearing them down on the upper body. I mean, As a wrestler yourself, because I have no experience, but I can just imagine these things are happening just from watching these things. But
right,
just how much hard work do wrestlers have to put in to being, you know, being state championship material?
Amazing work. For one, it's like football. I love football. I'm a football coach as well.
Mm-hmm.
And but there's times where you can rely on your teammates there. Well, on the wrestling mat, it's just you. So if you screw up, it's you. You can't blame anybody else but how much work you put into it.
And I'm sure Ryan and Jacob kind of led by example as to that hard work. So if you can you kind of dive into a little bit more as to, you know, how they were able to not just motivate themselves, but motivate wrestlers around them, teammates of them?
Yeah, they were able to, as much summer work as they did, they were able to pull some of them, new kids, younger kids with them to the summer school, or not summer school, but summer activities, couple camps, and they were wrestling year round, and they were able to pull some of them kids with them.
I just, state championship is not easy, because I think you have to, I think you have to win five matches, is
four.
It? Four. To, and you're doing this in, a three-day period?
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Yes, and it's even, you get, I mean, really, the better you are, the more time you have to sit and wait. And so if you're getting to that state championship, there's a lot of sitting and waiting. So the mental card plays a big part.
Right. Well, and I mean, I guess it's nice that you do get a little bit of a breather if you keep winning. I guess if you keep losing, you kind of maybe, get 15, 20 minutes before you back on it. But if you win, you get a little bit longer,
yep,
don't you?
Thursday night, if you lose that first match, you're back up and – I never timed it, but less than half an hour, you're
right
back up. So it's pretty quick.
Yeah. now you mentioned football, and I'm glad you did, because you also mentioned that when it's wrestling or when it's football and you're out there, you got teammates you can rely on to back you up if you do something wrong. But on the wrestling mat, it's quite different. It's all you, and it's all mental you, and you can't really fall back on someone else while you're wrestling to sort of pick yourself up. You got to be a self-motivator. So when it comes to the football and the wrestling side, as an assistant coach, what have you learned about some of the what have you learned about what are some of the differences that that players go through in order to, I guess, I don't know, stay positive?
Well, with wrestling, you're either, you know, if you go on a losing streak, you're going to feel pretty down. So you're going to have, that's when you rely on your teammates to pull you back up. Football wise, if you had a bad play, maybe those other 10 had a good play, or 8 of them, 7 of them had a good play, and you can make something out of it. Obviously, we'd like all 11 to play perfect all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's asking a lot, but you can kind of have one lacking there and make success. But on a wrestling mat, it's you. Now, in a duel, you know, that's a team aspect, but you're still relying on yourself to win your personal match. So,
and I'm glad you brought that up, because there are duels. I mean, I think sometimes I forget that. I don't know how many other people forget it, but you forget that, you know, you get about, what, 8 or 9 duels a season?
More than that now.
More than that now?
Yep. We had we were 11-5 this year. So.
Oh, wow, 16.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, and that's the thing. It's, and what I was going to try to, I guess, maybe a point that you can agree with is because, you know, on these, with these duels, you do have your teammates there with a class, with state championships. If only 3 of you make it out of the districts, and this, you know what I mean, then you got to kind of leave those behind, which is an unfortunate situation, and then it's just you.
Yes. What we try to do, we had 6 qualifiers. We were pretty lucky this year. We had 6 qualifiers. But we try to bring the whole varsity team back, as many as we can, to help those guys out for that week before we leave for state.
Okay.
So we try to get everybody involved.
Now, Alex DeMatteis is the football head coach.
Yes.
And how old is he?
He's a little older than me, I believe 35.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that, Coach. But
and obviously, Coach Stofi, we won't mention that age. But I can imagine the relationship is a little bit different when it comes to you and Coach DeMatteis, because you're closer in age. It's more of a, you know, just a regular, it seems like a casual conversation, I would think. But is that the same? Was it the same with Coach Stofi? Was it just casual conversation about this and all that? Or were a lot of the conversations about with you and Coach Stofi sort of about, you know, being a better coach and helping kids become better wrestlers?
Well, he definitely helped me out from the beginning. I took that long break. I mentioned military. And, you know, I was in the first group at his Little League back in Windsor, so I've known him since I was probably 10 years old. So to come back and be his assistant was something special, and he definitely helped me out in these last 3 years. He showed me, you know, we kind of talked about the ropes and how to be a head coach and this and that, and he really helped me out, and I'm still going to have him on the phone quite a bit. So
we're speaking to Ryan Bollinger. He was announced a few weeks ago as the new wrestling coach over at Windsor High School. Coach, another thing about I actually was thinking maybe this would be kind of funny. You mentioned, you know, growing up knowing Coach Stofi, and you know, you get his advice on this and you get his advice on that. Did you find yourself a lot the last 3 years when you listened to Coach Stofi talk to other wrestlers? Were you hearing the same things that he was telling you 15 years prior?
Yes. He has many cliches, I guess you could call them,
okay,
that have not gone away for many years. He's got the same words, some new, some come back, you know, every now and then, but I'm hearing the same thing in my ear that I heard when I was 18 years old and wrestling for him.
Do you point that out to him?
I do, as much as I can.
And does he get irritated by that?
No. He every now and then he might, but he knows it's a joke, and we laugh a lot. So.
Right. Yeah, he seemed like a fun guy. Yeah. All right, Coach. Well, we're going to step aside for a few minutes, and we're going to come back with you and just sort of talk about your vision for the program. If you can, list some of the wrestlers that are coming back, and then also I know tryouts got to be, you know, sometime soon when the school year begins, or maybe before the school year, but we'll certainly find that out from you. But we're going to go ahead and take a break here. It's 4:34 at KJF, and we're speaking to Ryan Bollinger, the new wrestling coach over at Windsor. We'll pick up that conversation in just a few minutes here on KJF.